This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that India built a transparent, responsive and citizen-centric governance in past 11 years. Mr. Modi was addressing the public program at Kartavyapath in New Delhi.
सरकार और जनता के बीच संबंधों को बेहतर बनाना, ईज ऑफ लिविंग को बढ़ाना, वंचितों को वरीयता, महिलाओं का सशक्तिकरण, सरकार की कार्यप्रणाली को बेहतर बनाना, देश लगातार इस दिशा में इनोवेटिव तरीके से काम कर रहा है। हमें गर्व है कि पिछले 11 साल में देश ने एक ऐसी शासन प्रणाली विकसित की है जो पारदर्शी है, संवेदनशील है और सिटीजन सेंट्रिक है।
The Prime Minister said August is the month of revolution and ahead of 15th of August, the country is witnessing a series of historic milestones related to the building of a modern India.
रूफटॉप पर सोलर पैनल्स लगाए गए हैं, वेस्ट मैनेजमेंट के लिए एडवांस सिस्टम को इसमें इंटीग्रेट किया गया है, ग्रीन बिल्डिंग्स का विजन अब भारत में विस्तार ले रहा है। साथियों, हमारी सरकार एक होलिस्टिक विजन के साथ भारत के नवनिर्माण में जुटी है। देश का कोई भी हिस्सा आज विकास की धारा से अछूता नहीं है। अगर दिल्ली में संसद की नई इमारत बनी है तो देश में 30,000 से ज्यादा पंचायत भवन भी बने हैं।
Mr. Modi highlighted that this is just the first Kartavya Bhavan that has been completed and the construction of many more Kartavya Bhavans is progressing rapidly. He added that once these offices shift nearby, it will lead to a better work environment and convenience for employees. The Prime Minister said that essential facilities will be available, overall work output will increase and the government will also save 1,500 crore rupees currently being spent on rent annually. Proceedings in both houses of parliament were disrupted yesterday by opposition parties over the issue of special intensive revision conducted in Bihar and other issues, leading to adjournment of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha for the day. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju expressed displeasure over the continuous protest by the opposition MPs, saying that the government is ready for discussion on every issue as per the constitutional and parliamentary procedures and rules. The minister said SIR is under sub judice in the Supreme Court and it cannot be discussed in the House. He said discussing the SIR issue in Parliament would mean breaking the rules and conventions. He further emphasized that rules are clear, that discussion cannot be held on the working of autonomous bodies like Election Commission. India reiterated its response against the United States' additional tariff imposition, saying that the actions are unfair, unjustified and unreasonable. This comes after United States President Donald Trump imposed an additional tariff of 25% on India. In a statement, the Minister of External Affairs said that India will take all actions necessary to protect its national interests. Uttarakhand Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami said that around 190 people have been rescued from disaster-hit Darali village of Uttarkashi district after a devastating cloud burst on Tuesday triggered massive flash floods over Kheer Ganga River in the region. Mr. Dhami met with the affected people in the disaster-hit region and inquired about their well-being. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall over Uttarakhand and Himachal Pradesh for the next 6 days. The weather agency predicted very heavy rainfall in parts of Bihar, Jharkhand, Sikkim, coastal and south interior Karnataka, sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Kerala and northeastern region today. The Reserve Bank of India, RBI, kept the repo rate unchanged at 5.5%, maintaining a neutral stance. The decision was announced yesterday by RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra after the three-day meeting of its six-member Monetary Policy Committee. Maharani Trophy Women T20 tournament saw some interesting contests yesterday on day 3 in Bengaluru. Hubli Tigers beat Mangalore Dragons and Mysore Warriors beat Shivamogga Lioness by 35 runs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.